News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The COVID vaccine likely to be available in early 2021. That's according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top US infectious disease official. But joining us in the programme is Professor Kingston Mill, who's the Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Kingston, how realistic is this?
Good morning. I think it's reasonably realistic. I think what's different about the development of vaccine against COVID-19 compared with all previous vaccines that were developed is that there are just so many groups using so many different approaches, and that even one of these are successful, then, you know, we should have a vaccine next year. So I don't disagree with Tony Fauci. I think he's a very sensible and measured scientist. And, you know, even in the last 2 days, new data emerged from another company in the US that had done a phase one trial, which looked very promising. So phase one is where they test whether it's safe or not in people and whether it induces an immune response. And it did both of those things. It was safe and induced immune response. And that followed on the previous week where the Oxford vaccine was tested, the Moderna vaccine from the States was tested, another vaccine in Germany were tested. And all of them are showing promise in terms of what the sort of immune response we expect a good vaccine to induce. So the next step is to test it now for efficacy in patients, and that's actually started already with a number of these vaccines. Four or five of them are in the last stages of testing.
What does that involve, Kingston?
So what they would do is they would go to countries that are at high prevalence of COVID-19. The Oxford vaccine has been tested in South Africa and Brazil, where there's still huge numbers of cases. And they go out to the community and they vaccinate tens of thousands of people with a control vaccine, which doesn't have any of the COVID antigens in it, and the COVID vaccine. And then they look to see whether the people that got the two vaccines come down with COVID-19 or not. And if the ones that got the vaccine don't get the virus infection, then you know it works, and they can work out the efficacy from that, and then also be looking at safety in that large cohort to see that it's safe to put into the general population. And the regulatory agencies will then look at that data and decide whether it's going to be licensed or not. So that's the next stage, and you know, I think there's reasonable optimism that at least one of these approaches, and there are four different approaches being used by different companies around the world, will work.
I think reasonable optimism will come as some good news to people waking up here and tuning in to us this morning. Can I just ask you about some of the commentary from Dr. Anthony Fauci? I know he was speaking to the Reuters news agency yesterday, but he said that the drug companies will, you know, likely have tens of millions of doses of the virus vaccines in the early part of the year. How does it work in terms of our ability here in Ireland to access the vaccines?
Well, it can be actually hundreds of millions or billions of doses they will have very quickly. And what's happening is that, especially in the US, but also in Europe, some of the pharmaceutical companies are really building the facilities to make these vaccines even before knowing that the vaccine is going to work. So this is a huge risk, but the risk that's been partly taken by governments, the US government have put billions of dollars already into building these factories. So whether Europe, whether Ireland will get it or not will be determined by Europe. So there's a common policy here in Europe, and Europe have already done deals with a number of the manufacturers. So I'd be optimistic that we would get the vaccine maybe it's not as quickly as the US if it's developed in the US, but certainly if a European vaccine is the first one on the market, we will stand a good chance. Of course, it will be given to priority workers first, healthcare workers, high-risk individuals, and then eventually the general population.
Okay. All right. Professor Kingston Mill, who's a Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin, my thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk this morning.